Good morning. It's Monday, September 2. I'm with Oliver Murray, news editor at news.com.au. Ollie, an Aussie model's cryptic final message has come to light after her death on a billionaire's super yacht in Greece.
Sinead McNamara had been working on the super yacht for the past 4 months before her sudden death on Friday. Her mother was on her way to Greece to see her daughter, but had to be told about her daughter's death while in transit. Now questions are being asked about what exactly happened on board before her death, and one of her final Instagram posts has come to light where she has said her head is all over the place at the moment.
Unbelievable scenes as an angry crowd of 80 people prevented paramedics from treating a man in Sydney on Sunday morning.
Yes, the paramedics were called to an apartment block in Riverwood on Sunday morning where a 25-year-old man was suffering a suspected drug overdose. So five paramedics attended, but none were able to treat the man, who later died. So the paramedics were apparently told to hand over their drugs and equipment by the angry mob of up to 80 men, and they were barricaded in an apartment until police could come and rescue them.
More details are emerging about the wild brawl in Melbourne on Saturday night.
This was the incident in Collingwood on Saturday involving up to 200 people. Seven people were injured after a car accelerated towards the crowd during the brawl. Now it's been revealed that the cops knocked back a request for more resources to deal with the violence.
There's been a strange development in the conflict between Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Yes, so Saudi Arabia, along with a few other Gulf nations, cut off ties to Qatar last year, accusing the tiny nation of supporting terrorism. Now the Saudis want to literally cut off Qatar. One official has hinted Saudi Arabia is moving forward with plans to dig a canal so that Qatar would be turned into an island. So for Qatar, this could make getting supplies into the country even tougher than they are now.
And what else are you chasing?
So we're looking at the supposed rift between Prince Charles and his two sons, Harry and William. Australia will have some new coins today, and the man who's been married 9 times.
Thank you, Ollie. That's the headlines. Discover the story at news.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe via iTunes or your podcast provider. It's free.